Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story at 3 o'clock. In-depth team coverage of the fire emergencies in Southern California. We start in Irvine, where two firefighters have been critically injured fighting the 4,000-acre Silverado fire. KNX 1070's Craig Figner has more with this live report.
And this has been an intense firefight all day, driven by these strong, unrelenting gusts of wind. And this injury to the two firefighters, we understand, happened about 12:15 this afternoon. The firefighters were member of a hand team that goes after the real tough hot spots in a fire and tackles them from the ground. This was a ground firefight all day because the wind gusts were so strong they simply couldn't fly the aircraft. We understand that the two injured firefighters, again, badly injured, being treated at the Orange County Global Medical Center in Santa Ana.
Two of our hand crew firefighters were injured fighting the Silverado fire. One is age 26 and one is age 31. Both, unfortunately, are covered in second and third degree burns and are currently intubated. The families are with them, and quite a bit of our chief officer staff is also with the family.
That's Captain Ben Gonzalez speaking with KNX. He's with the Orange County Fire Authority. The Silverado fire is right now at 4,000 acres in size. No confirmation on any homes burned, but I can tell you that I did see a lot of damage, several cars destroyed, and an enormous amount of property damage, especially north of the intersection of Portola and Jeffrey. Reporting live in Irvine, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Silverado fire forcing the evacuation of about 60,000 people from 20,000 homes. Evacuation centers filling up quick.
There's about two dozen people and a cat and a carrier inside a large room here at the University Community Center. They can't take too many people because of COVID.
Yeah, there are social distance in there. It was quote-unquote full, but like not packed, so people are able to get their own space.
I lived in California all my life. This is my first evacuation.
There's also some evacuees, like this couple, just hanging out in their cars, because here at the center, they do have access to bathrooms, food, and water.
And it's kind of scary, and it's like, I don't know where to go, what to do. I mean, I do, but following instructions.
But this is not an overnight shelter, so if the evacuations stretch into the night, people here will have to find yet another place to go. In Irvine, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Four evacuation centers still have room. Las Lomas Community Center, Turtle Rock Community Center, Village Church of Irvine, Newport Coast Community Center. More info, we update this for you. KNX1070.com.
And we have an update on the Blue Ridge Fire, which was initially called the Green Fire. Evacuation orders have now been issued for Yorba Linda, north of the 91 freeway, east of Gypsum Canyon, including Bryant Ranch Elementary. Anyone in the affected areas should evacuate immediately. At least 700 acres of brush have burned, and the flames are burning toward homes in Yorba Linda.
Do you have power? A lot of people don't. SoCalitas and turning off power to more than 18,000 customers in L.A., Orange, San Bernardino counties on purpose because of the winds. Public safety power shutoff. Edison spokesman Reggie Kumar tells KNX the power could be off for a while.
Now, power is expected to be restored to these customers within 24 hours after the weather event ends and after our crews inspect the lines and determine it is safe to re-energize.
Says community resource centers are open in areas with no power, where people can go. Social distancing got to be followed. Masks required. LADWP crews had to repair big outages in the Mission Hills and Toluca Lake areas.
It's 3:04. Traffic in a minute. Coronavirus infections are on the rise in L.A. County again. And Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says that goes for kids, too.
Daily cases have increased to around 50 for children 12 to 17 and 45 cases for children between the ages of 7 and 11. These, again, are concerning increases that most likely relate to both the increased intermixing among children at a variety of activities and the higher rate of community transmission.
More than 40 children have come down with multi-system inflammatory syndrome, a serious complication of coronavirus, inflammatory syndrome.
Hey, let's check on these winds where we stand now. Weather Channel meteorologist Mark Thibodeau. Mark.
Yeah, Mike, the winds are strongest in Orange County right now, gusting over 50 miles an hour in several places. Up into L.A. County, they're gusting over 40 in several places. And the average sustained is 25 to 35, gusting to 50, maybe 60 miles an hour in a few spots, especially at the higher elevations. Got those high wind warnings up through tomorrow afternoon, as well as the red flag warnings. Expect the potential for rapid fire spread. And rapid fire growth could happen very, very quickly with these embers being tossed around by these high winds. So be extremely careful out there. Conditions improving tomorrow night into Wednesday as the winds relax a little bit and humidities come up with somewhat more of an onshore flow. Mike Caron, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. It's 3:08. Orange County has released its latest coronavirus numbers. It's reporting 152 new COVID-19 cases to bring the county's total to nearly 59,000, but there are no additional deaths, which keeps the death toll at 1,447.
LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buhner doing some talking, says the students, teachers, staff regularly being tested for the virus to figure out how prevalent it is within the school community.
We've now administered almost 80,000 tests and implemented additional safety protocols, which will allow the testing of members of the school community who are experiencing symptoms of COVID or been exposed to the virus.
He says the percentage of people testing positive has remained consistent, about 0.25%. No timeline yet for any kind of reopenings.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.